East Coast Breakfast.
This is what everyone's talking about today. Former President Jacob Zuma stood finally before the Zondo Commission yesterday to testify in the State Capture Inquiry, or the Zondo Commission, whichever you prefer to call it. He was unambiguous on his stance that he has been vilified since back in 1990. Massive conspiracy, including the media. He is the victim, 100%, according to him. In case you missed it, here is what our previous president had to say yesterday.
I've been a subject of talk in this country for more than a decade. I've been vilified, alleged to be the king of corrupt people. I'm the most corrupt. I've been given every other name, and I'd never responded to those issues. Firstly, because I believe it is important that we all respect one another, that we must say things we know about other people, not just tell things that we cannot prove.
So joining us online to help us break down Mshluzi's first day is political analyst Imran Bakas. Good morning, Imran.
Good morning, thanks for having me.
No, thank you for joining us. First off, what did you make of the day before the Zondo Commission? Did you see the video, the social media video that went viral of Jacob Zuma singing and dancing and imitating the Zuma Must Go girls?
Yeah, no, I did see that. I think, you know, Zuma's using social media to capture the space in order to influence, and perhaps also to close down spaces in that context of what's happening around him. And I think in a country where, you know, 50% of South Africans are under 30, a significant part of the political force in our country, he knows that this is how you should reach young people. Mm. And, you know, in some ways, young people are looking to rebels in the movement if the EFF is not a seductive option, and if Malema is not an option, then perhaps Zuma epitomizes that spirit of rebellion. So I think Zuma understands all of this and uses social media to his benefit, although the particular video in question I thought was not an impressive attempt to capture the space.
Mm. Imran, it's Kerry here. So I'm trying my best to follow this. And online, I'm seeing that the Zuma camp saying that this whole process, they're trying to throw it into disrepute at least. Messina quotes it as saying the taxpayer wasting money on this. The court can't even serve papers. Online, people are saying this is a case of grandstanding. Some people saying politicking. What do you think?
Well, remember, I think it is a case of politicking, Kerry. I think in order to paint the context of Zuma, this is a man who has an incredible experience in the ANC, having been in prison from 63 to 73, having been in exile in Mozambique and Lusaka, and leading the ANC intelligence structures, understanding the exile tradition and the internal tradition of the ANC. Mm. He's a man with incredible experience, and I think him and his camp understand that when you're not getting a foothold politically, it's important to question the credibility of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And if you undermine the legitimacy of the process, you're able to say when it doesn't go in your favor later on, that listen, this was a flawed process from the very beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think Zuma is really using, and his camp is using, the idea of questioning the credibility to their own credit and advantage.
Now, we've seen that confronting the Constitutional Court, the previous public protector. We've seen this as a tactic before.
Now, Imran, just quickly, when I was watching this yesterday, and I think all of us saw this, we saw two Zumas. We saw a Zuma who could remember everything when he was talking before he was asked questions, and then when he was being asked the questions, all of a sudden he couldn't remember a phone call in 2016 or what happened in 2016. Do you think he's going to probably continue with this behavior of not saying yes or no, or just saying, I don't recall?
Yeah, I think Zuma draws from his incredible experience of understanding strategy, of understanding politicking. He's an incredible politician, we have to admit. And I think he's going to hold the line despite the evidence against him. And I think he'll continue in some ways playing this kind of victim psychology. But despite that, he's looking strong.
Yeah.
And I think one of the errors he may have made, I think he's fired a number of his bullets on day one.
Mm.
You know, he's come across as overly dramatic, I think, in some ways, in seeking public sympathy. But knowing Zuma, I'm sure he has many more bullets to fire. Mm. And I think you're right. There might be questions that he might not respond to or respond in a very limited way. But I think he's also likely to fire a number of other bullets in the coming days.
Imran, can I tell you just quickly as we wrap up, what really has me concerned is that we have a fractured country. We have very polarized voices, not just within the ANC, but also within the country itself. And I'm concerned that Zuma and Camp Zuma are going to use this and going to seek to further divide our already very, very divided country, and that this is going to be a scorched earth policy, and nobody's going to end up winning at the end of this commission.
Absolutely, Darren. I think Zuma's on the back foot, and you're right. It's a fractured country. There are a whole range of fragmentations in the country, and I think it's really worrying. He has his back against the wall. I think the ANC is already being assaulted from inside and from outside. Mm. Remember that revolutionary movements do get tend to the periphery about 2-3 decades into power. Yeah. And that's starting to happen to the ANC. And that's the experience that we have from Africa. Liberation movements do get pushed to the periphery. I think Zuma's appearance at the commission and the stance he's taking is certainly going to divide the ANC even more. Yeah. And I think we're going to see more fractures emerging even post the commission. And that's really worrying at a really fragile state in our emerging democracy.
Imran Barker, political analyst, thank you for joining us this morning. And we'll be checking in again with Imran from time to time. And I think for us, just to know that going into this, that there is the potential that this could divide us even more, just to be aware of that and keep ourselves connected. Remember the dream of the Rainbow Nation. We need to protect ourselves in and as a country in this moment.